This is it. The votes are in. One of you two becomes our champion. It's been 9 weeks of hard work to get to this point, and both of you have a lot to be proud of. But there can be only one winner. The band that received the most votes and becomes the first champion of Rock Band Wars is...
A huge smile crept on my face. Both Star and Dipper looked at me thinking I would be crushed, and their jaws dropped when they saw me smiling. We congratulated Dog and received their condolences, and they were actually surprised at winning. Once the cameras were off, Star approached me.
Okay, you knew. But how?
I just smiled.
Knew what?
Don't play games with me, Birch.
Okay, but not here. Let's pack up our equipment and get it over to the airport first.
We did so, noticing that we had a lot more than when we came. The costumes would come in handy later. We then went back to the hotel to pack and then check out.
Okay, out with it. How did you know?
Actually, I didn't know, but I suspected it would work. I simply made a phone call to our record producer, Les, the one we don't have a contract with. Well, I told him about the clause in the contract that we had to sign to get into the contest. You know, the one that says that we're required to sign a contract with the record company associated with the show if we won. I basically said that since we were destined to win it, that this was goodbye.
Wait, I've read that contract. It doesn't say anything like that.
I know that, and you know that. But Les doesn't.
Oh.
He was probably on the phone within 5 seconds of me hanging up, calling every favor he had in just to get them to vote for Dog. I know Les pretty well. Never get between him and a cash cow like the Beach Bears.
Well, isn't that a bit sneaky?
Maybe. But I plan to call him once we get home and ask him if he wanted us to sign a contract with him. But we get to control when the recording sessions are done and at what pace. Dipper has school, after all.
Speaking of which, we'll get back just in time for his final exams. Then it's 3 months of summer vacation before he has to be in school again.
Yes, I know. We'll just relax for a week or two. But how would you and Dips like to go on a nice vacation with me? We've made enough on album sales during our stay in L.A. to justify it. We'll even bring Dip's mom along. She could probably use it, too.
Well, sure, but where to?
Oh, I was thinking maybe we could fly to Afghanistan for a brief stop.
Afghanistan? Wait, and visit your brother Dan in the hospital?
I can't think of a better way to help him recover, can you? And it would do a world of good for both Dip's and his mom. We could even do a concert for the troops there. In fact, that's likely the only way we could get there at all.
Well, for that, I'd be willing to do more than one concert.
Good. Then once we leave there, we fly to Tokyo. Lots of interesting stuff to see there, and I'm sure the troops stationed there would love a concert, as well as the thousands of fans we have there.
Tokyo? Wait, that's where Sarah is now. Birch, how did you...
Sorry, you really shouldn't leave your cell phone out where other people can look at the cell phone list in it. So how about it? A few concerts in exchange for seeing the two most important people in your lives.
Birch, you really didn't have
yes,
to.
Yes, I did, Star. You've given me something I haven't had in years. A family. People I care about and who care about me. You were right. Nothing in this life is more important than love. And you've given me something else. A home. So, before we take that well-earned vacation... How about we head home?
Sounds good to me.
Me too.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River.
Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains. Growing like a breeze, country roads take me home to the place I belong, West Virginia.
my memories gather round her. Mine is Lady, stranger to blue water. Dark and dusty, painted on the sky, misty taste of moonshine, teardrop in my eye, country roads, take me home to the place I belong, West Virginia. Reminds me of my home far away. And driving down the road, I get a feeling that I should have been home yesterday. Yesterday, country roads take me.